It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on discrimination right here in Southern Marin. Yeah, I know, this is the land of universal tolerance and goodwill to our fellow man, but I still see signs of discrimination. I'll review these signs with you, and at the end of the show, talk to you about some personal and public things you can do to reduce discrimination in our area. I recently had a visitor from Virginia, and in the course of a broad discussion, he asked me if there was discrimination here in the Bay Area. We recalled Neil Young's moralistic song, Southern Man, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's biting rebuke to Mr. Young in Sweet Home, Alabama. My friend asked me if Mr. Young was correct with his moralistic high ground. I responded to my friend with 2 points. First, on its face, the Bay Area does appear more accepting of the various race and gender issues in our society. There's much more cross-pollination apparent here than what I observed in Virginia or other parts of the South. And the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities are more accepted here as well. But in many ways, this openness also seems to be a thin facade that, when scratched, reveals bigotry on a scale comparable to other parts of the country. My friend was genuinely surprised by this last part and asked how I had arrived at such a conclusion. In response, I cited the disproportionately low percentage of Afro-Americans in Southern Marin, like 3% versus 11% nationally. I added that locals are not as cognizant of this disparity, but we transplants definitely are. I'm not sure why this disparity exists, and there may well be good reasons, but the numbers on their face support an argument that there is some form of discrimination occurring here in Southern Marin. I also shared with him how I had passed up an opportunity to do some pro bono consulting work for Fair Housing in Marin, because I thought that liberal Marin County would not have a fair housing issue. After the executive director disabused me of that notion with some very vivid examples, I did consult with the group and had my eyes open to all nature of discrimination. I never dreamed landlords would shun single parents until that experience. I told him of some conversations that I'd had over my years here in California that contained comments just as bigoted as any I'd ever heard, and in one case, worse than I'd ever experienced during my days in the South. I take the same approach here as I did in the South. Call the person on the comment, and if they don't recant, choose different company. Life's too short for that kind of stuff. At the end of our discussion on this topic, my friend confided in me that while he was a little surprised to learn of the discrimination here, he did believe that discrimination is still prevalent across the country and was not eradicated by the election of a black president. He did laugh at the end and say that, from what I had told him, maybe Mr. Young owed the South an apology for taking the righteous high road. So what can you do? We just passed the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. Privately, you can examine your own behavior and ask yourself whether you are judging people on their own merit or on the color of their skin or their religious or sexual preference. If your basis for judgment isn't merit, resolve to change. Publicly, grow less tolerant of bigoted comments, even if they are cloaked in a joke or a repeat of someone else's comment. You hear these type of comments every day right here in Southern Marin, and they are often shrouded in some form of humor or news reporting. I'm not a big fan of the politically correct movement, but disparaging an individual or group because of race, religion, or sexual preference is flat wrong, and the offender should be called on it. If you don't feel comfortable confronting the person, then simply leave his or her company. I only believe that Dr. King's dream will come true if we all take small steps in that direction. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.